Best Massive LEGO Sets with Minifigures in 2026. Giant Cast Special Pieces and Worlds Worth Building. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Avengers Tower 76,269 is the best massive LEGO set for minifigures in 2026 because it's 31 figure cast. Accessible MCU rooms, Quinjet, Leviathan and Chitauri vehicles support the most scenes. NINJAGO City Markets is the better living world set. 21 minifigures inhabit shops, homes, transit and food spaces instead of merely posing. Daily Bugle has an exceptional 25-figure Spider-Man roster, but is retired and only worth an Amazon purchase at a sane seller price. Rivendell is the best complete story cast, because all 9 Fellowship members appear in one coherent world. A giant LEGO set can finish in 2 very different ways. One becomes architecture nobody touches. The other keeps changing because a character moves into the forge, a villain reaches the roof, a cable car carries a resident home, or a fellowship meeting becomes dinner instead. Yumi ranked these by what happens after the last bag, named cast quality, story completeness, accessible interiors, functions, special pieces, box and instruction evidence, and whether an active exact Amazon product exists. Figure counts come from LEGO. Microfigures are never disguised as minifigures. Daily Bugle and City Markets are retired, so the article treats stock and price as a warning rather than a sales pitch. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. Which massive LEGO set has the best minifigure collection? Avengers Tower 76,269 is the overall winner. Its 31 figures cover Avengers, allies, villains, civilians, Chitauri and multiple scene-specific looks. The tower then gives them jobs. Lab, party, office, prison, hangar, bridge, street battle and rooftop. The Quinjet, Leviathan and 2 Chitauri chariots extend the cast beyond static display. Raw count is not the entire verdict. Daily Bugle's 25 figures form the stronger, focused Spider-Man comic roster. City Markets' 21 figures feel like a neighborhood. Rivendell's 15 figures complete the Fellowship and its hosts. Hogwarts uses 4 standard founder minifigures plus 27 microfigures, which creates a populated castle but not standard figure play. The right test is simple. After building, which cast will you rearrange? If the answer is none, buy the silhouette guide instead. Why does Avengers Tower beat Daily Bugle for most buyers? Avengers Tower is a more varied object. Transparent facade work and repeated windows still exist. But the interior changes from lab to party space, prison hangar, offices and battle damage. The MCU accessories are unusually legible. Tesseract, Mjolnir, Pager, Quinjet, Leviathan and Chitauri vehicles. Daily Bugle 76,178 has the more concentrated Spider-Man roster and removable floors and facades. Daredevil, Punisher, Blade, Firestar villains, journalists and spider characters turn it into a comic crossover. The Grey Tower and repeated windows are a more monotonous build. Its retired status means Amazon can become a marketplace auction rather than ordinary retail. Buy Tower for the better total object and broader scene variety. Buy Bugle only when the Spider-Man cast is the actual grail and the seller price is defensible. Do not let retirement convert affection into urgency. What is special inside Avengers Tower? The 90-centimeter tower is not one hollow shell. The official images show the Scepter Laboratory, Ultron Assembly, Party Room, Prison, Offices, Glass Bridge, Quinjet Hangar and street-level battle. Figures can occupy the spaces without dismantling the whole facade. The special pieces are mostly recognizable story objects rather than rare colors for their own sake. Tesseract, Loki's Scepter, Thor's Hammer, Captain Marvel's Pager and Infinity Gauntlet Element, Quinjet, Leviathan and Chitauri vehicles. That is the right kind of premium detail. A visitor can understand why the piece matters without reading an inventory. The installation warning is access. Leave the front and one side reachable. A tower pushed tight into a narrow corner keeps its silhouette and loses the reason it outranks simpler architecture. Why is NINJAGO City Markets the best living world build? City Markets does not use its 21 figures as a bonus lineup. Blacksmith Kai belongs near the forge. Residents have apartments. Shopkeepers have counters. Detectives, reporters, villains, and ninja move through transit, food, retail, and entertainment spaces. The city is populated at the scale it was designed to use. The functions support ordinary life as well as action. Cable car with two stations, wheelchair accessible lift, boat, bridge, bakery, general store, Borg store, karaoke club, rooftop food court, and a flushable toilet. Several rooms remove as smaller play modules and the model connects to other NINJAGO city buildings. The exact city market's Amazon listing is retired stock. Check seller condition and price. At a scarcity premium, the set may stop being the generous value its design deserves. What do the city market's instructions reveal? LEGO splits the official instructions into three large books, matching the model's major build phases. That makes city markets easier to host as a multi-week project. One floor or module can become a complete session rather than a loose field of bags. Scan the PDFs for the cable car route, lift path, removable room connections and mechanism installation before building. Mechanisms are easiest to test when surrounding walls remain open. Turn the cable car and lift through their full travel before closing the module. Keep small figure accessories in a labeled tray until the corresponding room exists. The manual also shows why the set needs access after assembly. Floors and rooms are intended to open, separate, and connect. A glass case can protect the city, but it should not turn every interaction into a disassembly procedure. Rivendell or Barad Dur, which set has the better characters? Rivendell has the better complete cast. The Rivendell 10,316 box includes all 9 Fellowship members plus Elrond, Arwen, Bilbo, Gloin and 2 elves. That completeness is unusual in a premium set. The Council Ring, Forge Study, Bedrooms, Dining Spaces, Bridge, Waterfall, Statues and Shards of Narsil give the characters many canonical anchors. Barad-dûr 10,333 has the rarer villain energy. Sauron, Mouth of Sauron, Gothmog, Gollum, Frodo, Sam and Orcs. The Moving Eye Gate, Prison, Forge, Dining Room and Throne create strong scenes, but the cast feels like a Mordor expansion to a wider Middle-earth shelf. Buy Rivendell first for a complete one-box story. Buy Barad-dûr first only when Mordor itself is the affection. The full dimensional and build comparison lives in Dax's Rivendell vs. Barad-dûr guide. What special details make Rivendell worth revisiting? The set's details are distributed rather than concentrated in one gimmick. The Broken Sword Narsil, Weapon Forge, statues, paintings, books, maps, council seats, beds, food, trees, mushrooms, river and bridge give figures reasons to move. Roof tiles and foliage create the display texture, interior objects create the return moments. The instruction pages frame modules as places. Welcome, river, council, rooms. Photograph the minifigure lineup before integrating it so accessories remain attributable. Build the roof tile run in a well-lit session. Alignment errors become visible only after several rows. The installation caveat is depth. Rivendell is roughly 19.5 inches deep and 28.5 inches wide. It needs room for the landscape and a hand to reach the interior. A narrow mantle can display a picture of Rivendell, not the set comfortably. Is Hogwarts Castle a good minifigure set? It is a superb character set, and a poor choice if minifigure specifically means standard minifigure play. The Hogwarts Castle 71,043 includes 4 standard founder minifigures for the display stand and 27 micro figures for the castle. 5 Dementors, creatures, and buildable story elements expand the population. Microscale is the reason the set can include the Great Hall, moving staircases, classrooms, Chamber of Secrets, towers, boats, Humping Willow and Hagrid's hut in one object. Standard figures would overwhelm those rooms. The trade-off is tactile. Micro figures place and identify scenes but do not pose like normal figures. Buy Hogwarts as an architectural story map. For standard minifigure rooms and a playable modern building, Avengers Tower, City Markets, Daily Bugle, or Rivendell is the clearer answer. Does the UCS Millennium Falcon have enough character value? The UCS Millennium Falcon 75,192 is not competitive on figures per dollar, and it should not try to be. Its crews represent original trilogy and sequel era configurations, with Han, Leia, Chewbacca, C-3PO, Rey, Finn, BB-8 Porgs, and a Minox supporting recognizable ship scenes. The cockpit, main hold dejarek area, engineering station, gunner position, boarding ramp and removable hull panels give that smaller cast purpose. The figures tell you which era the ship is inhabiting. The ship remains the purchase. If the fantasy is the whole cast assembled, choose Rivendell or Avengers Tower. If the fantasy is this is the Falcon and someone is home, the UCS set succeeds. How should you display a giant Lego cast? Stage 3 layers, an establishing scene, a conflict or conversation, and small background life. Avoid lining every figure at the base unless inventory is the display concept. Put the cast into the architecture it paid for. Rotate a few scenes monthly so dusting becomes an invitation rather than a chore. Keep rare or accessory-heavy figures on secure studs away from edges. Do not balance capes against transparent doors or force rigid accessories into stressed positions. Use a shallow label tray during scene changes so a tiny weapon does not become a permanent carpet expansion. For retired sets, photograph the complete cast and accessories. If the set is ever sold, minifigure completeness and correct accessories matter disproportionately. The instruction inventory and Bricklink style part databases can help audit, but the original manual does not prove a marketplace box is complete. Which massive Lego cast should you buy? Buy Avengers Tower for the biggest named ensemble and the broadest MCU action. Buy City Markets for a neighborhood that works even when no battle is happening. Buy Daily Bugle for a concentrated Spider-Man comic roster, but only at a rational retired price. Buy Rivendell for the complete fellowship. Buy Hogwarts for a micro-scale atlas. Buy Barad Dur for villain theater. Buy the Falcon for the definitive ship with enough crew to make it inhabited. Then ask Yumi's last question, what will you do with the figures next month? If you will restage them, show a child a hidden room, photograph a scene, or tell the story again, the cast is part of the value. If the lineup will disappear behind a sealed facade, spend the premium on the silhouette you actually want. Final verdict. Avengers Tower wins the cast crown. City Markets wins Living World Play. Daily Bugle wins Spider-Man concentration but loses on retired price risk. Rivendell wins complete story casting. Hogwarts wins microscale population. Barad Dur wins villain theater. Falcon wins inhabited icon. Buy the world whose people you will keep moving. Frequently asked questions. Which Lego set has the most minifigures? Avengers Tower 76,269 includes a headline 31-figure cast, the largest conventional minifigure ensemble in this massive set comparison. Is Daily Bugle or Avengers Tower better? Avengers Tower is the better total build and MCU playset. Daily Bugle has the stronger focused Spider-Man comic roster but is retired and can carry a marketplace premium. Which massive LEGO set has the best play value? NINJAGO City Markets has the best ongoing world play thanks to 21 figures, shops, homes, cable car, elevator boat, removable rooms and food and entertainment spaces. Which LEGO set includes the complete fellowship? Rivendell 10,316 includes all 9 members of the fellowship plus Elrond, Arwen, Bilbo, Gloin and 2 elves. Does Hogwarts Castle include normal minifigures? Hogwarts Castle 71,043 includes 4 standard founder minifigures plus 27 microfigures used inside the microscale castle. What special features are in Avengers Tower? The tower includes accessible labs, party and prison spaces, a Quinjet hangar, Quinjet, Leviathan Chitauri vehicles, Tesseract, Scepter, Mjolnir, Pager and many scene-specific figures. They can be but check seller condition, return policy and price. An active Amazon detail page does not guarantee retail pricing or LEGO as seller. Do the product buttons go directly to Amazon? Yes. Every ranked set uses its exact Amazon product detail ASIN with the Puzzle Week affiliate tag.